Hello. Welcome, everyone. Yep, today is July 21st, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We are traveling, actually. I'll get into that in a moment. That's why you see a different background. But given what is happening right now, we just had to come on. So hello to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We have people that come on from California, from Texas. We're praying for you, Texas. We love our brothers and sisters in Texas as well. We've got many people from the boroughs, Brooklyn, Bronx, coming on as well. We also have our international audience as well. So hello to all of you jumping on right now. We have a lot to get into. It's like a bomb went off in the past few days in the media pertaining to former presidents in collusion. Tulsi Gabbard coming out swinging, basically, which we're going to get into that as well. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and then I'll tell you where I am, basically. And then we will get into tonight right away, because there is just so much going on. And Chris may walk in the middle. Chris went down with Lance, who's with us. I took him to get something to eat while I'm doing this. So if Chris walks in, you may see him too. So we'll see. So let's open up in prayer. And then we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Hamashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth to die. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And I praise you, Lord, that Jesus Christ miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Let your power, the weight of your glory, Father, your presence mightily go forth, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit mightily go forth and be the counselor to those who are watching. Father, let those who are watching tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill me and our team with your wisdom, Father, as we go forth tonight. Order my words, order our steps, be our front and rear guard, Father God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions to fill this place above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight, Father, that every work of darkness and iniquity and attack in the name of Jesus Christ is rebuked, struck down, canceled, aborted, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and they cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. Lord, you are Yahweh. You are the breath. We owe you every breath, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your life breathed into us, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you today in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. You know, it's so interesting when I leave New York and I come into different atmospheres. This is lighter than New York. I can tell you spiritually, the atmosphere is lighter in Nebraska, in parts of it, definitely, than in New York. You learn to operate in that heavy atmosphere. The Lord trained you that way. But yes, we are in Nebraska because I have an interview with Cap Chatfield, which we will announce once that's coming out. So we will tell everybody about that. So, yep, We've headed on out to Nebraska, people. And so this is where we are. And what I'm going to do is we're going to get into what is happening with what's coming out about all of the collusion involving former presidents and their administrations against President Trump. This has been all over the media. So what I want to do to begin is I want to read to you from Isaiah 47, because we're in the 47th presidency. I want to read to you Isaiah 47, verses 12 through 15 to begin. We're going to begin with scripture, and then we're going to go from there. So Isaiah 47, 12 through 15 says, "Persist then, Babylon, in your enchantments and your many sorceries with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit from them. Perhaps you may prevail and cause trembling. You are weary by your many counsels. Just let the astrologers, the stargazers, those who predict by the new moons stand up and save you from the things that will come upon you. In fact, they are like stubble, fire burns them. They cannot save themselves from the power of the flame, much less save the nation. There is no blazing coal for warming, nor fire before which to sit." Verse 15, "This is how they have become to you, those astrologers and sorcerers with whom you have labored," with whom you have colluded, is another way to say it. "Those who have done business with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way. There is no one to save you." That's Isaiah 47. And being we're in the 47th presidency and this bomb has just come out and gone off, and to hear Miss Tulsi Gabbard come out and say this has been quite amazing. There's a lot of prophecy to go with this that we're about to go over. So I want to put the articles up first, and we'll show you the articles. Tulsi Gabbard openly accuses Obama of longstanding effort to overthrow Trump in coup. They have come out swinging. Miss Tulsi has come out swinging. Pray for her right now. Pray for her safety in the middle of this. Gabbard claims Obama officials manufactured intelligence of 2016 Russian election interference. Oh, yes, they did. Okay. Gabbard claims Obama's goal with Russian narrative was to subvert the will of the American people. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard refers evidence to the Department of Justice. That's where she referred all this to. So this now has been referred to the Department of Justice, says accountability is critical for preserving American democracy. Now, we are a republic, people. So let's just, we're going to keep saying it because it's true. We are a republic. Okay. Gabbard threatens prosecution against Obama administration officials for treasonous conspiracy. So listen to the language being used right now. And this has now been referred to the DOJ. This is huge that this is happening. So we're going all the way back to 2021. We're going to start with this, with prophecy fulfilling about this. We're going to do a deep dive prophetically here. So I'm going to take you back to early 2021 when I had a dream. And this was a very profound dream. Joe Biden had just taken office when I had this dream. I believe it was January of 2021. And basically the scene was, I was looking into a bedroom and Biden was very sick in bed and Obama was at his bedside. Biden's family was nowhere to be found. Biden appeared grief-stricken, like he could not go on living. There were three different pairs of shoes on the floor representing three former leaders. And Obama was at his bedside dressed in a nice suit and ready and excited at the condition of Biden. There was a crowd of Middle Eastern people gathered around waiting as well, potentially representing different countries in cahoots, and a piece of apricot candy known as Turkish Delight on the bed. And I fought through the crowd. It was a very thick crowd. They were all dressed in the Middle Eastern garb. And I fought through this crowd. I reached and snatched the candy away from them and ate it so they could not have it. That candy represented a celebration and victory, as in prevalent in the Muslim and Middle Eastern culture to pass out candy when there's a great victory. And it was snatched away from them. Typical Italian woman fights through and snatches something away, which is quite comical in the dream. Okay, so what I represented in the dream, right, is we the people, right, fighting through and rising up. And I also represented the prophetic, rising up and beating you, being utilized by God to destroy their plans. Now, there's a part two of this dream that I've spoken about on a couple of occasions. And the part two of the dream, same night, this is part two, early 2021, I was in an auditorium. There was an aisle down the middle and seats on either side. I was on the right side. Suddenly, Barack and Michelle Obama come down the middle aisle. He was in an electric blue suit and she was in a one-shoulder white dress to her knees. At the end of the aisle was the stage, and they split up at the end of the aisle. And he went left and she went right. She came over to me and said, "Don't worry, we are going to get him." Barack was by the stage, very smug and laughing and overconfident. Now, a big screen suddenly came down or appeared, and an old plane like one the Tuskegee Airmen would fly appeared. And then it was announced, Alabama has voted for Trump. The states were going in order. And after that, I woke up. So that's in early 2021. Now, look at what's happening with the Middle East right now. At the same time, this is the context of the dream. At the same time, it's announced that Biden is allegedly fighting, I think it's prostate cancer, right? Or some type of illness to that degree. You see what's erupting in the Middle East. You see what Middle Eastern countries are trying to do in this nation. And now at the same time, Obama comes to the forefront in the news. Those were the three main components in that dream. The Middle Eastern crowd representing different nations, Biden very sick, and Obama just waiting at the bedside for his plan and his victory. And then I fought through the crowd and I took that piece of candy away from them, representing their victory. Their victory was suddenly snatched away. And so we're watching these components now actively unfold. And this was 4 years ago that the Lord had given me this dream. Now, if we go to April 7th, 2023, word of the Lord, the persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad, pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. It has gone forth, however, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. That is what you're seeing happen also. The hunter is now becoming the hunted. It's echoing again. The first time the Lord said that to me was November of 2019. Now, something interesting. This was fascinating when I perceived to be the Lord showed this to me when I saw this. So August 21st, 2024, there was an article from the Daily Mail. Thank you very much. Okay. This is what it says. Secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed how Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer would topple the aging president and when they would do it. Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer. Guess what acronym that makes? COPS. That makes the acronym COPS. Guess whose hands they've been attempting to tie in the nation and attack through paid protesters. What have they been trying to do? Defund the police, bring chaos into the nation so they can attempt to take over. Isn't that odd that their names together mean COPS, which also represents the law, which is now coming to the front mentioning treason and collusion, and who would go and deal with that? Well, the authorities, right? Police officers, cops, those in the Department of Justice. So I just find that fascinating. And when I re-looked at it, I happened to see that. Now, go to August 22nd, 2024. Word of the Lord. Some I will redeem in this season. The rest will fall. The Obamas will lose an O, says the Lord, for the record must be made right. And those being persecuted, I will transform and redeem, for I am a transformative God. And a once Saul is becoming a Paul, as the humbling will continue to its completion. Then you go to October 7th, 2024. I did a broadcast. The title of that broadcast was A Prophetic Storm Over the Nation. And I talked about the Freedom Tower, how May 10th, 2013, basically it topped out and it opened in 2014, the Freedom Tower, where the Twin Towers were, 2 years before the Arch of Baal would come on the scene in New York City before the 2016 election. Barack Obama was the sitting president at the time this Freedom Tower was built. And he wrote on a beam that went in this tower. I said this during this broadcast. We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger. Okay, so that is an ode to a scripture verse in Isaiah. The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, but we will replace them with cedars. Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. And you know what the Lord said in that scripture? I'm going to raise up adversaries against you. And this is what you see happening, culminating for what he wrote on that beam in the Freedom Tower. This is coming full circle. October 14th, 2024, Yom Kippur word, holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. I delivered a word from the Lord. This is what it says. For thus says the Lord, I am weighing former presidents in this hour. I am weighing their deeds. I am judging their walk and how men have interfered in my capital matters for their own gain to hold on to and control and hold on to a control that I, the Lord, have commanded they let go of. Yet they have not heeded. They have not yielded. And they in their puffed up pride and arrogance think their presence is what will save a crumbling vessel that sold out to darkness, that betrayed the one who sat in the highest seat of the land. As Jezebel so betrayed to keep a death grip on power in the land, so you have seen such happen in this nation. And now those in this hour have risen up to attempt to prop up a corrupt and diseased branch and a shell of a woman who has sold out to darkness to pretend to be light, to masquerade as such. This is not your promised land, Barack. Capitals, this is not your promised land. You may have written it years ago to attempt to bring it into existence and take a birthright never given to your line. This is not your land. This land is not promised to those who want to desecrate what is holy, says the Lord, and you have. You and the boastful donkeys and your candidate and the diseased elephants have desecrated what is holy. You have encouraged a desecration of the covenant. You have encouraged perversion, capitals. You have encouraged the darkest of lies from the kingdom of darkness to usher in a regime and an era before its time, says the Lord. Capitals, I am weighing former presidents in this hour. I am weighing candidates in this hour. I am weighing leaders in this hour. I am weighing the branches of government in this hour. I am weighing the church in this hour, for judgment begins in the house of God, says the Lord. I am weighing you, this is all capital, says the Lord, and my verdicts will come down and will be carried out within the earth and within America, for the time of fullness of the wicked has come. Their cup of iniquity has become full. The blood of the innocent testifies against them in my courts, and in this hour you will be judged and you shall be smeared with scandal and the charges that you so pridefully endeavored upon. And says the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit in capitals, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth, hear ye this day, those who dwell in America. The Lord strong and mighty has taken the judgment seat. And in this hour, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, those dark deeds now testify against them, for the spirits that influence such are being judged as well. And they are willing to give you up. And you shall tumble down a cliff of charges that your hands so built. Your household is not safe, says the Lord, for you were warned, O heads of the donkeys. You were warned, O heads of the Republicans. That was from October, I believe it was 14th, 20. Let me go back up here. I want to give, yep, October 14th, 2024, word of the Lord. So as it's drawing closer, you can see more detail in the word. As it's coming closer to beginning to be fulfilled, you see more detail. January 27th, 2025, word of the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, in this time of reckoning, I, the Lord, am dealing with former presidents of your nation. I am dealing with their sticky fingers, their corroded plans. I am ripping the rug out from under them. I am allowing the sand that they so built their empires on to give way, and a shaking that has not been seen with multiple former presidents is about to happen. Obama is about to lose an O and an A, which just leaves BAM, says the Lord. And that it shall be, for the window of grace has thinned. The time of recorded reckonings is here, and your days of causing strife and disaster in this nation is rapidly coming to a close. Very strong wording there in that word of the Lord. Okay, now, March 12th, 2025, word of the Lord. Another Strachan page. Cells within your own government have met. Cells of individuals intent to crash the system. They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year to do such. Pray it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. Very interesting, given what was in those news articles that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. Now, if you go to May 1st, 2025, because the title of the broadcast many times is just as prophetic as what's in it. And in that title of that broadcast, American Pharaoh to be rendered judgment. And it was surrounding the Kentucky Derby. Now, why this was so prophetic, what happened at the Kentucky Derby concerning this is because American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown in 2015, 10 years ago. There were 10 plagues in Egypt. 10 years ago, American Pharaoh wins the Triple Crown. Obama is president at the time. Okay. So now 10 years later, when the Kentucky Derby happens, you have American Pharaoh, and we'll get into this in a moment, and justify. American Pharaoh was the Triple Crown winner from Obama, the Obama presidency. Justify was the Triple Crown winner from the 2016 to 2020 Trump presidency. Now, when American Pharaoh won in 2015, it signaled to the nation that Obama was going to attempt to be the American Pharaoh. He was going to go for the Triple Crown through a puppet president being installed. When this came, this Kentucky Derby, this 2025 Derby, there was a horse by the name of Render Judgment that was in that race. He was in the 15th position before the race began. And I had said in the broadcast, because this is the time and season that judgment is being rendered against the American Pharaoh and that spirit. Now, this is all from that broadcast. Here's where it gets interesting. This is the first time since 1952, the offspring from two Triple Crown winners are facing off. That is 73 years. Seven plus three is 10. There were 10 plagues in Egypt before Egypt was annihilated. You had in that race, in this past race, the 2025 Kentucky Derby, you had two offspring of American Pharaoh from the Obama era. Publisher and Luxor Cafe are both offspring of American Pharaoh. And then you had an offspring from the Trump Justify era as well. So you had the offspring of American Pharaoh and the offspring of Justify, Obama and Trump going at it in this race in the Kentucky Derby, where you had a horse by the name of Render Judgment and you had another one, which I'm going to get into in a moment. Now, the offspring of American Pharaoh, publisher in Luxor Cafe. Luxor is a city in Egypt. If you put it together, right? Publisher and Luxor, which is in Egypt, to publish something is to announce it, announcer of Egypt. And I had warned that Egypt was going to attempt to forcefully rise up in this time too. That was another warning from that. And I had said in that broadcast, this is the holdout of Ahab, Saul, Obama, Biden versus Donald Trump, Jehu, David, who was justified to bring forth the American promise. Because remember, there was a horse in that race too called American promise. Jehu was justified by Almighty God to destroy the house of Ahab and Jezebel. David was justified by Almighty God to be king in place of Saul and to take down Goliath. And this all collided in that derby. And before the derby happened, the title of that broadcast was American Pharaoh to be rendered judgment. Now, there was another horse in that race as well called Sovereignty. Sovereignty overtook them all and won the race because God's sovereignty in 2025 was going to be what prevailed. There was going to be a theme of God's sovereignty over all of this prevailing. So this, what you see come into the natural are prophetic warnings of what's moving about in the spirit. Sovereignty was in the 18th position, which is interesting because the number 18 in the Jewish culture has to do with life. So it's very interesting that sovereignty was put in the 18th position. And now what we see happening is American Pharaoh is being rendered judgment. And now they're coming out and using words like treason. They're using words like collusion, coup. You have the director of national security, Tulsi Gabbard, who is coming out swinging on this, referring this to the DOJ. This is all prophecy fulfilling, going back 4 years ago. And this is just the beginning of it, because things are coming full circle with this. Because 2025, look at what happened coming into this. Before Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, comes out with this, right? A few things happen. You saw in June, in a month filled with pride, you saw the prophetic time of the lion, right? The rising of two types of lions. God is the Lion of Judah, and he was going out, to basically judge those within the earth. And then you had the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. That, and when lions go out to hunt, they go out in a pride. That was the setup in June. And we saw the clash between Israel and Iran in June. That all happened in June. The second we enter July, the Lord said to me, June 30th, it's going to be a jolting July. This is on previous broadcasts we have done in the past couple of weeks. This is going to be a jolting July. And jolt is to literally move and knock something out of its place. When you jolt something, you shock it, you move it, you knock it out of its place. And July 4th, 2025, right? When you add that together, you get 9/11. We saw what happened in Texas with this enormous historic horrific flood that basically came with a vengeance and wiped out entire areas. We have a pastor friend, you all know, Pastor Rick. He was in Kerrville, but that happens on Independence Day, a flood. And there's a scripture that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. What's today's date? The 21st. 17 days after, now this is interesting and I'll tell you why, 17 days after that flood, we see all of this breaking loose. It actually broke loose over the weekend with this being referred now to the DOJ. But it was 2017 when President Trump officially took office for the first term, the 45th president, and it was around 2017 that all of this started to dribble out about what the Obama administration had done to try to completely undermine President Trump. And now you have the proof of it coming out, bringing this full circle and justifying basically his presidency and justifying what he said. Now, there's one more scripture verse in this I want to read to you because it's pertinent here, and I'm going to find it right now. I think it's in Matthew. Hold on. I'm going to check right now. Let's see if this is it. I'm going to have to go down here and check. We want to go to a scripture in Matthew. Okay, I'm going down here. I think it's Matthew 17. Let me go to Matthew 17. I had just brought this up, actually, a few broadcasts ago, this scripture. Let's see. Okay, Matthew. Okay. Just give me a moment here, and I will find it, because this is super important. Okay. Matthew 7, that's it. Okay. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. That was it. Okay. Matthew 7. We're going to start at verse 24. And this is what it says. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell. This is interesting because this is verse 25. And the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Verse 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Verse 27. And the rain fell and the floods came and the torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. Now, I'm reading that because in one of these prophecies here, and let me see if I can find it, go back and backpedal to it real quick. Here we go. January 27th, 2025, word of the Lord. The Lord said, I am ripping the rug out from under them. I am allowing the sand that they so built their empires on. He's referring to Matthew 7, these scriptures that they so built their empires on, to give way, and a shaking that has not been seen with multiple former presidents is about to happen. Because the foolish man built his house upon the sand and the rains came and the flood came and the fall was great and complete. Because they built it upon sand. So in that January 27, 2025 excerpt, the Lord is referencing Matthew 7 when it comes to the time of atonement, the time of judgment for former presidents. This is just the beginning. Barack Obama is not the only one. You're going to see a burning bush arise in the middle of this as well. You're going to see this happen because the time of reckoning has come and the time of collusion is being broken up and that root system destroyed by the Lord allowing all of this to take place in order to expose how deep the collusion ran. So this is not an accident that this is happening in the seventh month of our calendar year in July, right? That we celebrate our independence. Symbolically, think about this. This is when it's being exposed, the treason and the collusion. In the month we celebrate our independence, after a physical flood not only manifests in Texas, but affects 90 million people going up to New Jersey. A flood hits the nation. And after that happens, you see all of this come forth. These events are coming in tandem, one after the other. So we need to be watchmen right now. And we need to be in the Word of God every day. And we need to be up on the wall as the church, as the men and women of God, not being distracted by the nonsense the enemy is causing and looking at what's coming so we can sound the alarm. The reason why it's happening in this time as well is because I told you there would be a 9/11 theme through Trump's presidency, that his own presidencies equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11 from the beginning of the year, January 1st, 2025, which equals 9/11. We have seen events unfold, uncanny events, on dates that equal 9/11. Well, who's the one that wrote in the beam for the Freedom Tower when it was erected after 9/11 happens, you have a burning bush, and then you have an Obama who writes on a beam from the Freedom Tower, "We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger." Things are coming full circle with this about 9/11 and what was hidden with 9/11 as well. This is why this theme of 9/11 keeps coming up. Because those former presidents that were colluding and involved in these national matters, they in this time are being exposed. They in this time are being rendered judgment. That spirit of American Pharaoh is being rendered judgment. This is all being brought out in the open now and exposed before the American people with a theme of 9/11. 911, this is an alarm to the nation, a wake-up call to the nation, an alarm as to what has been moving in the underbelly of the beast for decades in this nation that we now see coming out in the open. So all of this is prophetically happening in this time, in this season. Also, because there is a two-year window we have as the church to be the standard in the nation in order that the Lord may raise that to stop what's coming in 2028, because 2025, 2 + 2 + 5 is 9. 2027, 2 + 2 + 7 is 11, 9/11. The two-year window between 2025 and 2027 equals 9/11. And this is when all of this is coming out now about the Russian hoax, the collusion, the treason, Obama. There's going to be other former presidents that are pouring out as well in this that are going to be what they have been hiding, going to be unearthed. This is just the beginning of this. So be in prayer about this. And just intercede not only for the nation, but for the administration. Intercede for the safety of Tulsi Gabbard right now, the cabinet, President Trump himself, because if they were going to try to attempt something in desperation after this is coming out in July, we're looking at August and September. So I'm just sounding that alarm now, warning people to intercede and pray and really ask the Lord to give you eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say in the midst of this. This is all not happening by chance. This is all happening prophetically within this nation because there is an appointed time for such. So just remember that going forward as well. Praise the Lord. Okay, so a couple of things here at the end now. Before we wrap up for tonight, I will be putting out shorts and I will be back on Thursday live. So I will be back at home on Thursday live. And I'm sure we'll be going into more of this. I'm sure we're going to see this unfold in the days ahead and we'll be going into more of this as well. So two things before we end here. We're going to put up MyPillow. If you'd like to be a wonderful blessing to Mike Lindell, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC to save. Well, it looks like summer savings is still going on, up to 80% off of all MyPillow products, or at least off of a good amount of them. They are so much more than just pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have amazing dog beds. They have pillow toppers and mattress toppers that are absolutely amazing. And so basically you can head over to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. There's Duchess in her shades all ready for summer. And we're going to put up Rafa as well. This is Rafa. Dr. Sherwood and I designed this product together. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. Jehovah Rapha, God is our healer, and he puts things in the earth to help our bodies heal. And so this is Rafa for women, and basically it is designed to help women with their systems and everything as women we endure with our unique systems. It is all natural. And so you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. So thank you everyone for joining us this evening. We are so happy that you were able to come on and that we were able to do this, even though we are halfway across the country right now. But by Thursday, we'll be back in office. And so we will be getting into more of what unfolds with this. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for helping us. And we are going to we are going to basically keep a very close watch on prophetically what is unfolding ahead, because there's so much that has happened just in this 6 months. Think about the amount that's happened in this 6 month time. It has been an enormous amount of events, one after the other, happening in the nation. So I'll be talking more about that on Thursday. So thank you, everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. We encourage you in the word. You need to speak the word. The word is living and active. You have to activate it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and 3, 14 through 19. It's also in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures multiple times a day, every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, that was straight from the throne of God, Jesus Christ teaching his disciples how to pray. We should follow suit and be incorporating that into our prayer life, as well as Hebrews 11, which is one of the greatest chapters on faith. So if you want to learn about faith, about what the Lord took those he raised up through in the Bible, and the amount of faith and events that they went through, Hebrews 11 is an incredible chapter to study. So we always want to encourage you in the word as we close. The word of God is living, active, and current for every generation. And we, as the body of Christ, should be sharpening ourselves daily in the word. You can't allow your weapons to get dull. Dull weapons aren't effective. Dull weapons will get you hurt. Dull weapons aren't useful. We have to continually sharpen the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. So I'll leave you with that thought tonight. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. We love you. Keep the faith. We'll be back on live on Thursday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this, because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Membendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.